start marketing council, site unit next council meeting, getting sets on the line.
This is Trina. That's for the public comments, so that's where we'll be able to incorporate your comments into our meetings?
Yes, absolutely, yes, that we will hold a portion of our meeting open for to hear from the community.
Okay, so do we want to do it like the last, I mean, the first 15 minutes, first 20 minutes?
I think on the agenda, I think it's better that we do it at the end of the agenda, but I guess we can have a discussion that and even talk with the administration to see which one works better. But yeah, so we can have a discussion about that.
So that, I mean, so we can get as many to participate as possible versus doing it at the end. I guess that was my thought on it. And we'll be able to address any, if we're able to address the issues or answer the questions, we can do it at that time.
Oh my goodness. It seems under the weather, that is fine. Please take care of yourself. My thought is that if we have agenda items to take care of, we may not be able to get to the agenda items. So we can open it up to the floor, but I see that Mike Lappin has his hand up. Mike?
Madam Chair, I just wanted to call out that we have a public hearing at Washington Park Senior Center of the Mental Health Board on the 26th of January. This is traditionally the sort of kickoff meeting where there's no official topics. It's really an opportunity for people to tell us what they'd like to see in the budget process going forward, raise cutting-edge issues. So just wanted to throw it out there that if we could generate some attendance, that would be really a positive. That's been a lightly attended meeting in the past as far as people coming in, giving us feedback, pro and con. So just wanted to get it out there that if this group could help us get more community participation, that would be great.
Thanks, Mike. As a matter of fact, it's not on the agenda, but Mary and I, we put together a flyer that we are going to distribute to the council members, and we can, that can be the discussion. So we can distribute flyers to the community for the public comment on, that's January 26th, correct?
Correct, 4:30 January 6th at Washington Park Senior Center. That'll be the first official meeting in person for the mental health board.
I see, and you'll see the flyer that we had created that we can send to the council members. And we'll talk about that as we move through the agenda items as well.
Yes. It has been sent to the council members.
Yes, thanks, Mary.
Has been sent.
Right, and Darianne's going to pull it up once we move to that discussion. Thanks, Mayor. So any discussion about whether or not we should have our public come to our meetings and speak at the beginning of the agenda or the end of our agenda?
Have public comment at the stakeholder advisory council. I think structurally it would be better to have it later in the meeting so that we're able to get through agenda items. I don't know if we want to have it at every meeting, but if we're going to have it at meetings, we need to be able to get through our agenda items and then have public comment. I mean, everybody does it different. I mean, I was at the Fire and Police Commission, and they do it right away at the very beginning, which was interesting. So I think if we have it at the end or later in the meeting, people can hear our agenda and hear what we're doing and what we're working on and what the council is about.
Thanks, Mary. That was my thought as well, and that's something that we did discuss, and I think it is in the charter, that every time we had a meeting, we were going to place hold at least, I would say, 15 minutes for the community to talk about successes and concerns. So I guess as we move forward, maybe we can look at putting it at the end of the agenda, but it's we're going to be testing the waters. So we may get one or two people to speak, but if we find that we're getting a multitude of people to speak, and then we can make some adjustments as we go through. Does that make sense?
That's
fine.
Okay. Yes, that is my thought. So I think at our next meeting, we can place whole community input or public comment on the agenda. I don't know how we should clarify. Do we want to say public comment? Do we want to say input? Any thoughts? Because that's going to go on the next agenda.
I actually like input.
Okay, Ms. Trina, any other thoughts?
I think if we're going to take community input, that we would also encourage individuals then to come to the formal board community public comment sessions with their input as well, so that the entire board can hear people's input.
Oh yeah, that's going to be standing, Mary. That's
right.
For sure.
Right. I realize. No. I realize that, but I'm just saying, for the sake of, you know, I think you and I know that, but members of the council that aren't part of the mental health board don't necessarily know that. And I guess I'm just saying that to encourage the people that come and make comment about their ideas to the council, to encourage them then to come to the public comment meetings throughout the course of the year.
Absolutely.
To the board.
Absolutely. And John's hand is up.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I think it, for purposes of functioning, it makes more sense to hold the agenda, go through the agenda, and then open it up for public, because people might want to comment on the agenda that we presented. And I think it makes more sense to hold the agenda, talk it out, and then go to the public comment so people can give feedback too.
Absolutely. Did I interrupt someone? So I think as we move forward, what we're going to do starting with the next month council meeting is that we would do a placeholder for public comment or public input, and that will be at the end of the agenda, and we will placehold at least, I would say, 10-15 minutes. But again, it will be our first time testing the waters. So we may have a few people with public comment. We may have more, because we're going to start putting out flyers and marketing the opportunity for the community to chime in. Any other thoughts or conversation about it? Okay. All right. Well, let's move. Darion?
The flyer for the board's public meeting really fast before we move on to item 3.
Makes sense. Yes, I was going to hold it, but that makes sense because that's what we're talking about now, so absolutely. So again, Mike, that Mary and I, we had a flyer developed, and it's already been sent to the council members in regards to the full board meeting being held January 26th at Washington Park, right? Senior Center. So what we're going to do is that I don't want the council to have to make copies, but if the council can distribute these via email to their circle of influence, and then Darion will be mailing some hard copies out to you. So if you can distribute them as you're out in the community in various places, that would help quite a bit. And also for discussion, is that can the council members come to public comment and express their comments?
Most definitely.
Of course they can. It's a public meeting.
Well, I thought so, but I'm just over joking. Yes. So I encourage the council members as well to come out to the meeting at Washington Park January 26th for public comment, and I just had a brain fart. Go ahead, Mary. Thank you.
I actually think it would be a great way for the council to personally introduce themselves to the board, being that we have been in seclusion with the virtual meetings, would be to come to public comment and introduce themselves personally face-to-face on the 26th.
That would be great. So would that have to officially be done through...
No, no.
Okay, there's no... It doesn't have to be done officially at all. Can't hear you.
I'm sorry, I hit the button. No, it would be, in lieu of making a public comment, they would come up and say, I'm John Griffiths, I'm on the Mental Health Board Community Stakeholder Advisory Council, and he could, and there, or he could make a comment.
Okay, all right, that makes sense. So then we can let them know that they, well, officially, I would still like, even if they don't, like you're saying, even if they don't have a comment, to just officially go up to the microphone and introduce themselves. So I'm going to encourage the council members to definitely attend that meeting in person. I think that would be great. Yes, Mayor.
So when you come to the meeting, Jody Mapp will ask people to register to make a public comment. So all council members that are there will have to register your name to make public comment.
Absolutely. And if we can send Darion, if we can send an email out to the council as well, in regards to what we're speaking about as far as attending, making an introduction to the full board, that would be great, especially for those that they're not attending the meeting this evening.
No problem.
Thank you. John?
Yes, I would just suggest that one person stands up and asks all the board, the community advisory board, to stand and be recognized as a board member. And then if somebody wants to make a comment, they can make a comment. And just way that it isn't just a couple of people, it's a group of people that are gathering to make this. You know, I think it makes more sense to do it that way, but it's a one-time thing.
Oh, I would officially like for you guys to go up to the mic and introduce yourself so they can see you, hear your voice, clearly see your face, and do an official introduction at the microphone.
I think it's important to show that it isn't just one or two people, that it's a group of people that are making this, you know, we're collectively meeting, and then we can take it individually, then we can speak at some point in time. But I think to say these are the, you know, ask us to stand or recognize that we are here.
So you're just saying that everyone should stand up at the same time and be recognized and then go to the mic individually and introduce themselves?
Right. I think it's important to be cognizant that we're a group working together for the purposes of...
Absolutely. Absolutely. We can do that. That we will stand up and as a group, as a council, and officially introduce ourselves as a group and then have each one go to the microphone and just state their name. I think would be great. State their name. Thank you, John. State their name, and then if they have a comment, then they're able to do that. And hopefully the council will have questions for the board because this is the council's opportunity as well. Yes, Mary.
I'm sure we can coordinate this with Ms. Mapp. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, John, for that suggestion. That makes a lot of sense. And again, just encourage all of the council members to be there. I'm hoping that they will because it starts at 4. Ms. Trina, can you be there? I know that you, sometimes work late.
Actually, my son has an appointment in the day. So just check my calendar. Hopefully he'll be done because like his appointment is at 3. And it starts at 4:30, right?
Yes, it starts at 4:30.
I'm going to do everything I can to get there.
Well, we'll be in contact with each other because unfortunately sometimes there's no public comment and the meeting is 15 minutes long. So we don't want you to rush to an event where it's over with. So I'll be in contact with you that particular day.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Any other thoughts?
Hey, Brenda?
Yes, this is Claire.
This is Denise Lavins. I'm sorry I'm having problems with my video. But I wanted to
say good evening to the council, but I want you to know that the board is really interested in, so at the last meeting, and I talked to Darian today about this as we're preparing our agenda for community, and that they asked at the last meeting, like, who are these people? And like, tell me a little bit more about them. I said, well, their bios are on some of the communication, but this is awesome. So all of you feel very proud, and this will be a great opportunity for each of you just to yourselves, like, put a name with a face and a little bit about yourself.
Oh, thank you very much, Denise. I think that'd be very much appreciated by the council as well. So again, encouraging the council members to attend.
Yeah, and they're really looking forward to meeting you.
Very good. Any other thoughts, any other ideas for this particular agenda item? So we do have the flyers, and they've been distributed to the council members. So again, if we can send an email to the, just a reminder to the council members that you have the flyer, please email to your circle of influence that you will be getting hard copies in the mail, and please distribute them as you're out in the community. So unfortunately, I'm sorry that a few people have not been able to attend this evening, so I think that's going to work very well. And I'll be out distributing the flyers as well. And so hopefully on the 26th that we'll have at least a few people with comments, good, bad, or indifferent. Any other thoughts before we move on to the next agenda items or any other discussion? Darian, if you see a hand up, because like I said, I'm on my phone, so it's really difficult for me to see a lot of things. I usually don't use my phone, so it's kind of new for me.
I'll jump in there.
Okay, thank you so much. Appreciate it. So with that being said, if we can move to the next, what is the next agenda item, Darian?